Hello, Tower Bottoms. It's me, your host, Zach Noe Towers, and this is a podcast about sex. A little bit about sodomy, and this is huge. I got fucked. Or I sat on a dick, I should say. And it was a surprise. It was a surprise fuck. Well, that sounds kind of bad. That sounds like I didn't see it coming. But I didn't see it coming. Me and this dude. Oh, and for those of you who don't know, I identify as more of a side. And if you don't know what that is, that's just like people who prefer the side dishes as opposed to the main course of anal sex. So I've been aside for a few years now, and I haven't been penetrated in my booty hole by a penis in probably 2 years, maybe three. And this guy who I'd been flirting with for a long time on Grindr, we met up and we were just going to do like hand and mouth stuff, which is my jam. And then towards the end, when we were approaching explosion time, I got this wild hair in me to like sit on his ding-a-ling. And so I cleared it with him, you know, I was down and I did. And then I like came very hard and it was so nice. I think that's a nod to chemistry. Good chemistry will make you do wildly amazing things. Cause I do believe like my butthole is kind of like, he's kind of like security at a hot club where he's only letting certain people in. And if you try to get in, he's going to fucking beat you up and chew you out and throw you onto disgusting streets of Los Angeles, California. But this, there was no doorman here. My booty hole was an open house. It was sending flyers. It was papering the neighborhood with flyers saying, come take a stroll, take a nap, even relax, enjoy yourself. Zach's booty hole is open for business. And it was just great. It was a very rewarding experience. Who knows if it'll happen again. Maybe I'm turning into like a humpback whale in my, you know, old age, a woman approaching her 50s. But for now, I'm pleased. For now, I am happy. And I just wanted, of all the people in the world, I wanted the Tower Bottom community to know that I was indeed a true Tower Bottom for about 2 minutes and 33 seconds, and they were so blissful. But let's get to the episode. Oh, also, I'm going on tour soon. It's called the Indoor Cat Tour. You have to come to a show to find out why it's called that. And I am doing the Mediterranean Atlantis Cruise August 28th through September 6th. And then I'm headlining Zanies in Chicago September 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then I have a bunch more dates coming up in September, October, November, and some in December. But I'll be posting about those soon. I would love for you to come see a show and support. Also, if you were digging these sex conversations, I am doing a Sirius XM show called After Hours with Zach Noe Towers. It's on the Netflix is a Joke radio station, Channel 93. On Sirius XM. The first four episodes are up. The fifth will be dropping soon, and the sixth will be 2 weeks after that. So if you want to wait to get the free trial to listen to all six, I fully suggest doing that. Or if you just feel like spending a little money on Sirius XM, I've heard great things about the service. But that's it for me for now. I also love and miss you so much. I have like four or five more episodes in waiting to be released. So there will be more episodes. But for this episode, without any further ado, this is Men Are Gay with Marcela Arguello.
Zach Noe Towers.
Marcela Arguello. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You have not aged a day.
I have aged.
Have you?
Yes, I have. But in like a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you look the exact same to me. And we first, like, I think, bonded. Do you remember it was at Accidental? Cleveland? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I remember the picture of you in the back seat. You were like, oh, my God. Yeah. It was so cute.
And you made, we were all staying in the same hostel.
Yeah.
And you made us all pupusas?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I know I cooked, but I don't remember what I made.
It was so good.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a crush on a boy, so I was really like going above and beyond.
A comic boy?
Yeah. And he's an idiot, so nothing happened. He was like, want to be friends? I'm like, I don't want to be friends with a straight guy.
No.
What?
Especially a comedian straight guy.
Straight men don't know how to be friends.
No.
They just ask each other hypothetical questions. I was listening to the radio and the two guys were like, would you rather fight a shark underwater or fight a tiger on land? It's like,
what?
Do you know each other's middle names? Do you know each other's birthdays? What are you doing?
They don't. They keep things as shallow as possible.
As shallow as humanly possible.
But you have a guy right now.
I do.
And they're not a comedian.
I have a they/them.
Stop it.
Yeah, non-binary pansexual bitch.
You're uncancelable.
I'm still very cancelable.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Wait. Okay, so they're they/them. That's incredible.
Goes by she, he, they/them, does it all.
I love that.
Yeah.
Very cool. And they're in Chicago?
In Chicago, making music.
Wow.
Yeah, living the dream.
And you've been together for a minute now.
Yeah, just about to be 2 years.
Oh my God.
Crazy. Yeah, it's overdue for me. It's my first real relationship.
And how was being in a relationship important to you?
I've always wanted to be a relationship.
Okay.
I think I was born ready to get married.
Really?
Like, I love being with my family. I love being with family. I like being with other people's families. Sure. I love like healthy relationships.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like you made us orphan comics all food.
Because I prefer everyone to feel like family. Like, well, together, like that's how I was raised. And I love it. I love it deeply.
Do you want to have kids?
No.
Okay.
I have 8 nieces and nephews. I help raise them. So I like that.
That's the way to do it.
I've been satisfied. I had my first nephew when I was 19. He was born, and that really like shocked me. That was shocked. I remember like having to take a shit, and like I was playing with him, and it was just me and him, and like I couldn't give him to anyone else. And I was like, I'm gonna have to take a shit with you on my lap. I was so young. I didn't know what to do. I think he was taking a shit too.
Perfect.
Yeah. It was weird.
Oh my God. I once had to pee. Did you ever play Edward 40 Hands?
No.
They tape 2 40s to your hands and you can't take them off until you finish both of them.
Oh no. God, and white people are wild.
I know. We're silly gooses what we are. But I had to pee and try getting your pants off with 2 40s taped to them to your
hands.
What
happened? You had someone pull out your dick and just piss?
You have a buddy that goes in and scooches your pants down. You sit.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait.
Teamwork.
So is that you telling me that you want to have kids? What was that transition?
God, do you know, I would have to be so rich and so bored to have children.
Yeah.
Yes. Cause I need nannies. I need people at night. Probably. I'm not cut out for it.
I mean, I think most people aren't cut out for it.
Preach.
Let's be real.
I mean.
Yeah. People should not be having children.
Okay. So this is a sex podcast.
Yeah.
And my first question is, do you remember the first thing that made you like horny and or aware of sex?
David Bowie's crotch in The Labyrinth.
Really?
I was like, oh, yeah. I was probably 5 years old.
Sure.
6 years old.
Sure.
Young. I mean, that's what's also funny is that like, oh God, this is like borderline inappropriate because I forget that that's not unusual.
Uh-uh.
It feels unusual to think about it.
Of course.
But like my friend's daughter was over at the house the other day and she's like 4 or 5 years old.
Being horny.
She was rubbing like a marble on herself. And we're in the living room. It's like, my mom is there. My friend's mom is, I mean, my yeah, her mom is there. My sister's there. I'm there. And I see her and I just go, don't do that. We're in front of company. Because I was like, I'm a very good, like, Thea,
sure.
Sex positive, but I'm also just like,
Maybe
in private.
That's a bedroom.
Yeah.
Bedroom thing.
Not, you know. But it's like, it's also a thing where I'm like, oh, she just feels comfortable around us.
Yeah.
Because she's just a little kid. She doesn't know.
Just existing.
But I was like, yeah, I was about her age when we were watching The Labyrinth. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want.
Which you're like, now, I want it, but you don't know why.
Fast forward, because remember he had like the eye makeup.
They,
in
them.
The hair. Bowie was a they, them in that movie.
That's wild.
And you know what? Before I met my boo, years ago, I remember even asking my friend Sandy, I was like, do you remember when I was really going through it and I was single and I was like, I need to meet a guy who's a little gay.
Yeah.
I need to meet a straight guy who's a little gay, because I was like, I don't know what that means or what that looks like. I was like, but I can't just straight up date a straight guy. They just don't understand a woman as
they're
complex
crusty.
As me.
They're crusty.
Yeah, they're
it's
absolutely
like two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Literally.
You're a refined human being. They're just like scraping by.
They really are.
When I see like, and you still see it, mattresses on floors, no fitted sheets, pillows that like don't match or like are yellowish, you know, you're just like.
And you know what's funny is that like, I'm open to being like, oh, we're all going through, you know, what we go through. We're all on our own journey.
Of course.
Like, I get it. But it's like at a certain point, it's like you're 45.
Dude, Google image. Normal person's bedroom.
Yeah.
Does it match yours?
Never.
No.
Never does.
There should be no thumbtacks in someone's, you know, 38 plus bedroom.
Yes.
But there are.
But there are. There is a lot. There's 38 of them, in fact. and if you watch my HBO special,
yes.
We
Wait,
talk about...
What's it called?
It's called Bitch Grow Up.
Okay.
And if I always tell, I've been telling people at shows, I'm like, if you can't remember my name, you can't remember my special, just Google HBO and bitch. And I'm the first thing that comes up.
Hell yeah.
It's true. You can.
And can I just stop you and say that is so huge and incredibly cool.
Isn't it?
You're an HBO comic.
I'm an HBO comic.
They don't co-sign people left and right. It's like
they
do a fraction of the comics Netflix does.
Yeah, and Ida Rodriguez, shout out to her, she directed it. She fought for me. Like
really?
She was like, no, we're having her.
Yeah,
she's
you
the
were
shit.
And I mean this with love, overdue. You were overdue
absolutely.
for an hour on like a
I agree, and what's worse is like up until that point, I was getting offers from places that I was like, I don't want to give you my material.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't something I want to put on
Quibi.
My resume.
Yeah.
Oh, there's others too, and it's
sure.
just like, it's like you want
the best.
HBO, Showtime,
yeah, you wanna hold out.
Even Comedy Central, even though they're not really doing stuff now, but you know, like people want Comedy Central Digital, like
of
that's
course.
Cool.
Yes.
Netflix, you know, I wanted one of those, and so I finally got it. And it was amazing.
In
I
a
think.
Big way.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And then also, before we go any further, I do want you to tell everyone about Women Crush Wednesdays, which
oh, yeah.
is a show that you created.
I did. I created this show, Women Crush Wednesdays, and it all started with me being like, why are all the girls separate? Why are all the girls on different shows?
It's one per show.
One per show, but also beyond that, because when I first moved to LA to do comedy many, many years ago, I noticed that like, it's really like there's a black scene and there's a white scene and there's an alternative scene, which is like the extra white scene, you know?
Yes.
Now it's way more blended than ever before. And I would like to say I contributed to that, because Women Crush Wednesday started with me like, I'll go do the black show, I'll go do the alt show, I'll go do the club show. And I was like, I want her and that girl on that other show and that girl on the other show. I want them on one show.
Yes.
I want them on one show because they're so good. Because that's the thing, when you're the one woman on the show, you get lost in the mix. You don't get the respect that you deserve. You have to follow some fucking jackass that's taking his shirt off and like getting the cheapest laughs.
Who's literally probably just made fun of women in some way.
Absolutely. And it's not fun. And then to watch an audience be into that, and then you have to go up
and you're
there.
Like, great.
Yeah. And so Women Crush Wednesday started with me being like, I just want all these girls that, who don't know each other to be on this show. And now it's way more common for, you know, lots of women from
yes.
different backgrounds to be on shows. But when I fucking started doing it in LA, it was like unheard
Whoa.
Of.
Well, you immediately were selling out the Improv Lab, and
well,
then
it
they
was
moved
Meltdown.
You.
Into,
oh
we
my
were
god!
At Meltdown when it started.
Meltdown is a historic comic site in
yeah.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It was.
That is now a condos.
Yeah,
think.
It is. They put them up kind of fast.
Yeah, and so Meltdown was so fun, and that shit. I mean, I think it's at like 200.
Yeah,
we were jam packed because we were weekly. It was jam packed for I want to say the first couple buns. And then it slowed down, of course, as it happens. But I remember early on, a comic was like, when do you think you're going to run out of women? Because it was weekly and he thought there wasn't sufficient women. But that goes back to the mentality of he is in that one scene.
Yeah, he sees one woman per every 10 men.
Yeah, exactly. And he thinks that there's not a lot. And it's like, no, but I'm pulling from every background. I'm also pulling girls who maybe, you know, it's a big deal for them to be performing at Meltdown or Hollywood Improv or wherever.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of that. And so we have a big show in LA August 9th at the big historic Ford Theater.
The fucking Ford,
this beautiful amphitheater.
And Nate, you're performing.
I'm hosting.
Hosting, okay.
And we have Naomi McParrigan, who was a writer on Broad City.
Oh my God.
She was on Two Dope Queens, season
yes.
one, episode four. She's
and then Netflix,
so
the stand ups.
Yeah, the stand ups on Netflix. I mean, she's been on everything.
She's so great.
And she's doing it. And we have Irene Too, Lydia Popovich, Katie McVeigh. We have Meatball, our first drag queen, Meatball.
So is there going to be crossover? I know guys are not on lineups, but will drag queens be introduced kind of to the show? Because that's a fun element.
You know, I had thought about it before the pandemic shut everything down. Mm-hmm. I remember me and Trixie Mattel were like, you know, she was going to do the show.
Yeah.
And then everything just fell apart. So that fell apart. But I was like, I still haven't had a drag queen. And so now I'm like, I think this would be fun.
I think it's a fun way to potentially end the show. Or start it.
I don't know. I haven't figured out the lineup. That's what's interesting. Oh. I'm still trying to figure out. I want to actually talk to Meatball and be like, what would you prefer? Like, do you want to do a couple numbers, one in the middle and then one at the end? Like, I don't know.
Oh, maybe right in the middle.
Kind of
like a halfway point.
Exactly. So I don't know what we're gonna do. I'm gonna talk to Meatball about that because I'm just very excited for this show. Who else is on the show?
Okay, so I think of it as like, you know, Don't Tell Comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Their whole thing is like shows and you don't know the lineup.
Sure.
And I think if Women Crush Wednesdays could be this amazing, like, you want a healthy dose of like funny ass females, come to this show and you're going to be enchanted no matter what.
It's actually been interesting because we have so many regulars that they don't even care who's on the
lineup. Yeah, they shouldn't.
They show up because they know. They also like, I came for this person and oh my God.
Fell in love with this person.
I fell in love with three people I've never heard
of. It's like when you open for a bigger comic and then someone DMs you, I really love the person I came to see, but like, you were so funny.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You're always supposed to be creating opportunities for other people. I mean, that's not how everybody works, but that is how we should be all working and unified in that way. But yeah, Women Crush Wednesdays is always a blast. I host it. I host the shit out of it.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm sometimes mean to the audience.
Good.
Sometimes they love it and sometimes they hate it.
They need a healthy dose of that.
Yeah.
A good kick in the balls.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to sex.
Yes.
Do you remember when you discovered your body? Like the marble girl?
Well, it took me a very long time. I was very religious when I was a kid. And so I don't think I started masturbating until I was 24.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait, did you know, was sex just never talked about in your household? Did you have siblings that talked about it at all?
I was like, this isn't for me. I'm a kid.
Wow.
I was a virgin until I was 25.
Okay.
And, but I was very like, I guess prude is the word, but I was like, oh, I had thoughts of being a nun.
Really?
I really was like, I loved
God
so much.
Do you still love God?
In a different way. Yeah, in a different way.
Your friends
in like
now.
A respectful way, you know, a healthy boundary, boundaryful relationship. But yeah, so I didn't, yeah, I also was like, dude, I would like, if like a music, like, remember Janet Jackson's album where she realized she liked to have sex?
Wait, is that one Janet, where they were covering her boobs? Uh-huh. Yeah.
That album, I remember I got it because I loved her. I didn't know what that album was all about. And, you know, we bought the CD and I remember listening and being like, oh, this isn't for me. I'm a child. This is inappropriate.
Oh.
And I would skip.
You told on
songs.
Yourself.
I would skip songs. I would not listen to certain songs. I was like, this is for adults. This is not for me. I was such an obedient child.
That is so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
From how I know you now,
yeah.
Outspoken, not no filter, but like, well, says what's on your mind.
I was always outspoken. I always had no filter, but I very much was like, when it came to sex and stuff that was about adults, I was like, yeah, that's not for me. I was very respectful of myself being a child.
Interesting.
I respected myself as a child.
And you weren't drawn to it in any way?
Not at all.
Wow. So in a way,
like,
you were...
Like, the way my siblings would, like, sneak and look at my dad's Playboy.
Yeah.
I remember I was like, what are they looking at? You know, because I didn't know what they were looking... I seriously had no clue. So me and my sister snuck to look at what they were... We saw these, like, books. We were like, where are these books?
Yeah.
They're hiding. They must be, like, you know, have some...
Treasures,
secrets.
Yeah.
And I looked, and I just saw, like, girl on girl, hairless, and I was like... Yeah, that's not...
No.
I'm putting this away. This isn't for me. And I also was like, that is not how women should look. Because I had seen my mom naked.
Oh, and you're like, that's what women should look like.
That's what women
look like. So you were like, these bitches look a little weird to me.
I mean, they look like dolphins.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, this is weird.
Were fake boobs? When were fake boobs introduced?
Fake boobs. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, they definitely had fake boobs. In the 90s? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. 90s was definitely blonde... waxed,
which is
round, like it looked like fucking grapefruits got stuck in there.
So that image in my, it's burned in my memory. I was a child and I was like, not only do I not want to look at this and I never will look at this again, I was like, this is not
natural.
I knew it and I put it away and I was like, no, I'm not looking at this.
Good for you.
I was a little like, dude, you have no idea. It was weird, probably.
Wait, no, this is weird interjection. You just told me before we started recording that you saw the Barbie movie.
Yes.
Did you have a relationship with Barbie growing
Loved
up?
Loved Barbie.
You did?
Obsessed.
Okay. And so it's, I loved how they acknowledge that Barbie quote unquote set girls back by showing an undesired or an unattainable version of what to look like. Did that ever?
No, I
okay,
never.
That didn't with you.
That's what has always frustrated me about the Barbie conversation is like, you know, not every girl was that easily influenced.
Right.
You know, like some of us were just like,
yeah, the doll. Like,
well, also I loved to dress up. I loved fashion. Even as a kid, my mom told me that, she was like, you of all the kids, I was the youngest of four. She was like, you loved accessorizing. You liked taking their outfits to some other level. You were the one that enjoyed it the most, more than anyone, just naturally, which makes sense. That's why I like Barbie so much. That bitch always, I mean, I was always trying to get her outfits,
yes,
and shoes, and loved Barbie's clothes.
I had Barbies as well. And I remember there was like a turn in the 90s when they started selling like outfits like separately and accessories and stuff, which was very, very cool.
It was very cool. I loved that shit.
That's brilliant. Okay, so wait. So then what happened when you were 24? Did the horniness awaken? What?
I think I was starting to be like, I should really
dip into this.
I think I'm not as religious as I once was. I don't think I also, so when I was 21, I started, I had always wanted to be a teacher. I had been going to school to be a teacher. And then I realized I didn't want to be a teacher. And then I was like, I think I'm going to pursue stand-up comedy. Mm. And then, starting stand-up, I started drinking at 21. Like, I'm telling you, I was straight-laced.
Wow.
I started drinking. And then I was like, I think I want to kiss some of these boys. But I did not fool around. And so a couple of years passed, and I just didn't know how to navigate any of it. And at a comedy show, I got paid in a vibrator. And that was it.
Stop, really?
I was paid. Like, they were like, here's your pay. Like, it was one of those, sex positive show.
Yes, yes, yes.
They had gift bags, goodies for the audience.
Yeah.
And then they had gift bags for us. And I got to take a vibrator. I'll never forget that thing. It was very powerful. Very powerful.
Wait, was that your first orgasm?
Yeah.
With that thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 24.
Were you ever, have you heard the term asexual? Have you ever felt that way?
Felt asexual. I've always very much been attracted to boys and men and masculinity.
Okay.
Because I always think about how like I don't identify as queer, and then like sometimes I'll see what I think is a dude, and you know it's
they
a woman,
identify differently.
Or
yeah.
They identify in some other way, and I'm like, oh, but you're still very masculine presenting.
Yeah,
so like
sure.
I know I'm attracted to masculinity.
Got it.
Since I was young, but I still need a little twist, which is like why it makes sense that like my eye was drawn to David Bowie with the eyeliner.
Yes.
Also, why like if I see what I think is a dude, they turn around, they got titties. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, fuck
I
yeah.
See.
Okay.
Like, there's a little twist there, but I very much like men and
the
masculinity.
Yeah, girl, same. To my detriment sometimes.
Absolutely, to all of our detriment.
okay, so
to their detriment as well, because perpetuating the desiring of masculinity is also like bad for them.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
It'll be the death of all of us.
Yes.
It'll be the reason the atomic bomb and nuclear warfare happens, probably. Like, oh yeah, I'll show me.
Yeah. Atomic masculinity. That's what we gotta call it.
Yes. Wow. Okay, so then gift bag orgasm.
Yeah.
And then a year later, you lost your virginity?
Yeah. In fact, I ran into the person that I lost my virginity to the other day.
Did you plan to lose it to your husband?
Was that
part of you? Okay,
yes,
okay,
yes,
okay,
yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
When I was young, yes. And then I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm probably never going to get married. And I'm definitely, I'm
not going to be a nun, not going to be a teacher.
Not going to be a teacher. Men don't ask me out. And I was like, so I got to figure out how to get rid of this. And so I was like, I'm going to fuck a hot guy. That's what I thought. I'm going to fuck a hot guy. So that when it comes, like, because I knew it wasn't going to last. It was just going to be, even if it was a mini relationship, it wasn't going to last very long. I was like, I just want to fuck a hot dude. And that's what I did. I fucked a hot dude with a huge dick who was very bad at sex.
Oh, no.
And he was also one of those that's like, a woman should just be naturally lubricated. I shouldn't have to do anything extra. He said that shit to me. Yeah. So
Before penetrating you? Or after
Girl,
or
let
during?
Let me tell you something. I lost my virginity, and I also, like, it was just a very traumatic experience.
Oh, no.
Like, not on some, like, he violated me. It was just more like, I had no idea what I was
doing.
Yeah,
and you went...
And he could care less about making sure I was comfortable. And so it wasn't fun. But I also still lost my virginity to a hot dude.
Yes, you did. With a big dick. Wow. And so he just was an inconsiderate lover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that's a hot guy thing? Or do you think it's such a him thing?
I think it's a hot guy thing. I think it's a tall guy thing.
Oh, a big dick thing.
I think it's a big dick thing. I mean, women throw themselves at these men. They have no need to be good at it. Like that, I'm anti throwing yourself at tall men because they are the worst. They're the worst.
Hey, if they catch you, so you still have further to fall.
Wow. Makes you think.
Tall is nice though.
I guess.
Okay.
You're tiny.
I'm tiny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 5'9". I'm almost 5'9".
But you're little.
Yeah. Yeah. You're tiny. Yeah. Totally. So it's easy for me to find a tall guy.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot
easy.
Of them are bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy for me to find a tall guy too, but they usually have worse personalities. They're usually like not fun to hang. Oh yeah. Straight guys. Look.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And tall and straight.
Sure, sure, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because all gay men need some kind of personality.
Totally.
Yeah.
Sink or swim, honey. If you want to make a splash, you got to get in. Got to get in the tub. No, I don't know.
But straight guys aren't. They don't need it.
Man, that's
isn't
a bummer.
Wild?
I'm waiting for straight men to see. Okay, so it's like widely known that women do like straight men. Like,
yeah.
We like each other.
Right.
So it's like, guys, take the note.
Yeah.
You call us gay. Like, oh, iron pants gay. Oh, he sings beautifully gay. It's like, yeah, be gay.
Yeah.
Be a little gay.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
finding
a little
a straight
gay.
Guy who is a little gay. That was like, at one point I was like, I don't know what that means, but I need to find it. And I totally forgot that I said that. And I randomly remember, and I hit up my friend Sandy, and she was like, I remember you saying that to me.
What? Wow. And it implies they've done some of the work.
Absolutely. But also, they're also comfortable with themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's nothing wrong with anything in the gay world spectrum, whatever you want to call it. Like, guys, just dabble in it.
Chill.
Just chill.
Chill out.
Yeah. It's okay to have an opinion on a drag queen.
You know
what I mean? Like, that's okay.
Or God forbid, say a man, that dude is hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Just say, no, don't play coy.
I also just think it's funny that like men will like, you watch sports and you don't think that that's gay. Like men will be like, women, I've heard men say this. They're like, women should watch women's sports to elevate the women's sports. It's like, oh, honey, I watch men playing sports because I like watching men.
Yeah.
Like, I like to see some action when they're running around. Do you know
they
what I mean?
They should have a crotch cam.
I wish.
That just follows the crotch.
Oh, my God. And I'm just like, bro, you're watching men get sweaty and nasty.
Oh, the male gaze is actively at other men.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in the gym, you'll see it a lot. Like, dudes just like... looking at each other.
Yeah.
Like,
men are gay.
Men are gay.
Men are fucking gay.
Okay, that's the episode title. Men are fucking gay.
They're fucking gay. Fuck.
Okay, so after big dick hot guy.
Yeah.
Was that like a turning point? Did you want more sex? Or were you like a little bit like, no, that's not for me.
I wanted more sex, but I still was like, well, also, like this guy also, because we were kind of in a kind of relationship, kind of not, but.
Not the hot guy.
Yes, the hot guy.
Oh.
Yeah, we were okay. Fucking a little bit for a little while, but he yelled at me. He got into a fight, but I was like, I don't do yelling.
Do you remember what it was about?
It was something really stupid, like parking or him losing his car. Like he didn't know where he forgot
where he parked
his car.
And blamed it on you.
We were in San Francisco and he wasn't from San Francisco. And I was like, you didn't write down where you parked? Like that sounds like a you problem,
yeah,
playboy.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, if you wanted me to write it down, I would have. But
yeah.
Like I didn't realize you didn't fucking know.
Like, you're
where
the driver.
It's your fucking, car,
that, that's
bitch.
Like the only thing. Besides not hitting people, that's the only thing. Where did I put it? Of course, the big dick guy who didn't know where to put his dick... also didn't know where to put
yeah,
his car.
Didn't know where he left his car. And I remember him yelling at me, but I remember being like standing there like I was sitting on the bed and he was standing over me yelling and I was looking at him and I remember him being like, what's wrong with you? Like, why aren't you fighting me back? And I was like, oh, I don't yell.
I don't
fight.
Do that.
When you calm down, we can have a fucking conversation, but I don't do this shit. And he didn't
like that.
He didn't like that. He didn't like that.
He wanted to fight.
He wanted to fight. There's people who think that fighting is, they think that means are.
Did your parents fight?
No, but my, so when he, that happened, I was like, oh, I have father issues because my dad just liked to yell crazy at us, you know? But my parents did not fight. My dad was just like the crazy yelling.
Sure, sure.
Toxic Latino, like classic.
Machismo.
Yeah, classic machismo male. And, so I was like, oh, I should probably go to therapy.
This is bringing up some things.
Yes.
Little Marcella's here.
Which, God bless me for like being like putting two and two together pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I started going to therapy and then I definitely was like, I do want to still fuck. But I remember always being like, I want a relationship. Like I've always wanted a relationship.
With him even?
I mean, I think that because of how I was raised, I think I was like down to try to work it out. But it was like very obvious that he actually is the reason I realized I have anxiety. Because he was like, I forget how it went, but he was like asking me all these questions about like how I was feeling. Because I was like, I don't really feel good. I'm having a hard time sleeping. And he asked me like a series of questions and he was like, oh, it sounds like you have anxiety and it sounds like I'm giving it to you. He said that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's randomly self-aware.
I know. And then I was like, no, not you. Not you.
Give me that big dick, yeah, baby.
Exactly. And, but I suffer from anxiety and, yeah. And
are you medicated?
Attacks. I mean, I am and I'm not in the sense that I have a doctor who prescribed me something, but I really don't like how it
really?
It just changes my whole shit. It's a beta blocker, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like, so like, I'm like, like I'm too almost too sensitive that like even if I take a little too much, it's too much.
Sure.
I think I was like, I think the first time I tried it, I was like it lasted too long.
Sure.
Like I was like, I suddenly was like, could give a fuck about Mother's Day. And that's how I knew. I was like, this is not for me.
So do you get anxious before you perform?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But not all the time. I also have like, you know, a tendency to overdrink, which is anxiety driven.
Sure.
So
yeah, cause I used to do that. It slows your brain down.
Sure.
You're like, oh, it's like putting yourself in a headlock.
Right. And so but the beta blocker does the same thing, but it shushes it too much. And it's like, then I'm not funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, you guys aren't laughing. What do I care? That's not me.
No.
I care if people aren't laughing.
You do.
So.
Wow. So this guy tried to start a fight. He got you into therapy inadvertently.
Yeah.
And then that ended it.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then, were you ever a casual sex girly?
Well, I try to be casual sex girly. Straight men are not casual sex girlies.
Really?
They act like they are, but they're not.
Really?
Oh,
go on.
Straight men will act like they are like, I have no feelings and I'm like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah, great.
I'm fine with that. I'm very good at keeping things casual. If you are being honest with keeping things casual, because I have a couple guys that like I used to, I mean, probably to this day, I could probably
hit them up
because they're so like
disconnected.
So disconnected, which I liked because it's
a roster.
It's a roster, but also when you say you're going to keep shit casual. And but there's so many guys that say that they are and they cannot. They cannot. They catch feelings too.
Do they get jealous or do they get like...
Controlling.
Okay.
They get controlling. They also act like they have no feelings for you and then they get upset when something is
when you cancel on them or something.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever it is. That's what... Which, it's like, bro, you said you wanted to keep it casual. Like, I'm down to keep it casual.
Damn, there's all these myths out there.
Oh my God.
Wait, this is one... That I hear that it's easy for women to get laid. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think that's true. I mean, I'm sure there's some women that it's probably not true, but I do think that it is pretty easy to get
it's
laid
on the table.
Yeah, I do think so.
Damn. Did you have any sexual highlights between big dick guy and now?
I mean, the sexual highlights is guys who can keep it casual.
Oh, really?
Like, I really... love and respect men who can actually keep shit casual because sex is so, it's so good for you. It's so good for your brain. It's so good for your body. And when guys can actually keep it casual, it's just so nice. Cause you're like, I have no capacity for a relationship. I'm stressed out from work.
Yeah.
Like I just want to fuck, you know?
Wait, okay. So you were relationship minded.
Absolutely.
But then like, was it career stuff that kept you from, because you also said you're in your first like serious relationship?
No, it was more just like, I have bad taste. That's all it was. I have bad taste. And I also, like, you know, the other thing is I was so eager. I've always been eager to be in a relationship that I straight up trust any guy who's like, yes, I am down to do something
I
with
will
you.
Also do that.
Yeah. And then they just, you know, they break your heart. And, you know, and God bless me for maintaining that hopefulness and that desire to trust people, because, I mean, if I was still fucked up from the past, I don't think this relationship would be very healthy, sure. You know? But I try to go into every relationship or any situation with, like, a clear mind, try not to bring too much with me from the last relationship, but also keeping in mind some of the shit that,
of course,
you know, you need to keep in mind.
And when it crops up, to flag it, be aware of it.
Exactly.
It's so tough, isn't it?
It's very hard. But also, people make it harder.
They do.
You know? People aren't honest.
Oh, that is one of the tenets of my life. If I catch myself lying to anyone, but specifically me,
yeah.
Because I used to lie to myself all the time. Like, this is okay. No, he's okay. No, this is great. Yeah, I do want this. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very important to at least be aware that you're lying.
Exactly.
Okay. So, sex now, you probably can't talk about much because it's like you're in a relationship.
It's nice.
Are you guys closed? Or are you an open relationship person?
I think we're closed. Actually, we've never really talked about it.
Really? But,
you know, I think it's because we're both just like, we're so long distance.
He's
in Chicago. I'm in California. I think at the beginning it was like, I mean, if you end up doing something, what am I going to do? Be mad?
We haven't
seen each other for 2 months.
Sure.
Like, neither of us has explicitly said that, but I think we both share that sentiment.
Okay.
But
is there a reason you haven't broached that subject?
Because it's not necessary.
Okay.
First of all, I haven't messed around with anybody since I've been with him. And I assume he hasn't, but I also, if he has, I don't care. Like,
great.
That's the truth of the matter.
I love it.
Because we're so far away. It's just not fair.
Yeah.
I'm a very realistic person.
Sure.
You know?
Would you ever be in a poly relationship?
Probably not.
Okay, too many.
It's too much.
Too much.
I'm too much. I'm too much.
But then two people can, like, split. Split the load.
I don't think that's
how that works.
Well, because you know what the other problem is? I'm so like, I like one person to like know everything. You know how we all have like our best friend that we tell everything to? I've been dying to have like a partner that I can do that with, and I haven't been able to have that. So I'm loving it right now, you know? And who knows what will happen in the future.
Yeah.
But like, and we're both kind of old, and you know, we're both just like, eh. I just also feel like we both live such good lives.
Yeah.
That I think we're really enjoying this little, like, long-distance healthy relationship.
Is there any desire for one of you to move?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
I think that it's bubbling, but I think we're both kind of like,
honestly, you're kind of, this is kind of my dream scenario, because I'm not really a relationship person, but, like, a long-distance, like, partner.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of nice.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And like when we're together, you know, and it's very cool. And, but we keep tabs on each other all day. We like send each other
texting.
And also like I'm a big, like, I want to know what you're eating. So I train him to fucking send me
meals?
Pictures of all his meals. And
wait, what's that about? Do you just like food?
I love food. I love watching people eat. Not on some mukbang shit, but just on like, I like, just like at Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
It brought me so much joy to like cook for everyone and just watch everyone like eat my food. And
it's like food love.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nourishing.
It's nourishing. I also, my metabolism used to be fucking crazy. So like I was constantly eating all fucking day long. So it's like food is a big deal for me. It's
sure.
a huge part of my life. My metabolism recently slowed down and it's like, I have a kind of a strange relationship with food.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless you're doing something specific, you're very, very slim.
Thank you. You know, I have to like stay on top of
it. You're like aware of it.
Before I didn't need to do shit. I could just eat whatever the fuck I wanted. Now I actually have to like,
sure.
Can't just eat whatever.
Yeah.
Can't just like.
Well, it had to happen eventually.
You know.
I guess maybe it didn't, but it's probably healthier that you're
it
like,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My heart is definitely like happy with it.
No 2 a.m. Dominoes.
Yeah. Well, one slice instead of three.
Okay, let's play a round of hot or not.
Okay.
And that's where I'm going to list things and you tell me if you find them hot or
okay.
not. Okay. Threesomes.
I think they can be hot.
Okay.
I think that if everyone's enthusiastic and everyone's attracted to each other, I think they can be really hot.
that is a challenge. I've been talking on stage about how I'm always presented with the hottest guy I've ever seen and his like troll doll boyfriend. And I'm like, guess I'm taking one for the team tonight.
And they're the team.
Yeah, but I'm part of the team too, basically. Barely. Yeah. Hair pulling.
Love it.
Really?
Hot. Oh, yeah.
You like getting your...
Oh,
your,
yeah.
Okay.
Choked, hair pulled,
choking, yeah.
Around. Absolutely.
So like a dominant moment.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is the masculinity thing coming
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Damn. Because
you know, and you know what's crazy is what? That I always think about how like there's so many guys... Because of my body, a lot of guys aren't attracted to me. A lot of black and brown men are not attracted to me because
OPs
of my
don't
body.
Have big ass,
big ass, big
titties,
boobies, yeah. Whatever. Like that's a very like white men love my body, and I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
So it was always very frustrating because I'm like, but I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Though.
Like come on, you can be, you can toss me around like a fucking pixie stick.
Yeah. But whatever, to each their own.
Okay. So then you like dominant submissive. Like, are you saying daddy or sir or like, yes, please?
I don't say daddy because I have too many daddy issues.
Sure.
But yeah, all that nasty stuff.
Okay. What about feet?
What about feet? I got some big ones.
Some people love feet. Some people love sucking on toes or getting their toes sucked on.
You know, the problem with... The problem with straight men, which
yeah, I was
talked
say
about earlier,
they
haven't made their
men.
Feet appetizing. I think that I think more men would have feet activity if they took care of their feet.
Get a pedicure once in a while. Sometimes some
Scrub
guys
them
have
down,
straight
lotion
up,
them up.
It looks like they go climb a tree.
Let me tell you something. You can learn a lot about a man by his feet.
Yeah.
Disgusting is usually what you learn.
Oh, my dad's feet look like. Hobbit's feet. Like they are
Wild.
Hooven.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about water sports? That's like peeing on someone.
Oh no, I'm not into that.
Okay. Fair.
Actually, I think I pee too much for that to be. It's like such a nuisance for me. I pee so much. I don't know what's wrong with my bladder.
Are you staying hydrated these days?
Absolutely.
You see, me too. And it is a curse because I have to pee. I had to pee two times during the Barbie movie.
Yeah.
But that's between me and God.
What, wait, do you like getting peed on or peeing on someone?
So I've watched water sports pornography,
okay.
But I have little real life experience in
okay.
it. It's one of those things where I think it is a fantasy, but not necessarily one that I need to live out.
Sure. You can think about it and be like, oh yeah, get me
well,
all
also,
wet.
Also like what guy do I respect enough to pee on me? Like we're picturing like, yes, Chris or Liam Hemsworth comes in the room and he's like, get on your ears. I'm going to piss on you. Yes, sir. Like I'm there. But like, the dudes I'm meeting on Tinder and Grindr, no.
Yeah.
You're not even peeing in my toilet,
I
sir.
Mean, I think that's the other disgusting thing is that whenever I use a men's restroom, their pee smells so bad.
Rank, yeah.
I'm like, the odds of a man peeing on me and then it like stinking is very high.
I never thought about that.
It's disgusting.
It's like day three Coachella piss.
Like, you know what's funny too is like, when men want women to pee on them, I actually understand that because I'm like, oh, you're just nasty fuck.
Yeah, you're like
you're just like, yeah, you
my
just want
pussy.
Whatever's in
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah,
know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I almost get that. It's like women are just so like better kept.
Sure.
You know? And sure.
Hydrated.
Hydrated and
clear
just,
piss.
Yeah. And also women prepare for sex. I feel like straight men do not.
Dude, run. I'm talking to all four straight guys who listen to my podcast. Fucking rub a baby wipe over the spots that are covered up by clothes all the time. Yeah. Just see,
take a shower. Please.
For real. Clip your nails. That's
clean,
a big one.
Clean your nails.
When a guy has like, now I sound like femphobic, but when he has long nails, but it's not in a feminine way. It's in a, I haven't clipped them.
Yeah.
Instant ick.
Yeah. I also... I don't know why men think it's okay to put their dirty fingers inside of you, but like women get infections. I've got a really severe infection once because a guy,
of course,
finger blasted me with his filthy fucking
his Buffalo
fingers.
Wild Wings
oh
fingers,
God.
His lemon pepper fingers.
Just disgusting.
Do you have an opinion on girls squirting? Is that, I've heard different things.
I've never experienced it, but I'm a late bloomer, so who knows?
You're 52. Gosh.
I mean, I could be. I mean, also, that's the other thing. I think it's the thing I tell my nieces and nephews when they're of age, like when it's appropriate to tell them, I'm like, sex and drugs, I'm like, don't bother experimenting with them when they're young because you're going to do them for the rest of your life. I was like, so be a kid.
There's no rush.
I was like, I'm always like, just be a kid. Like, don't get into drugs until you need to get into drugs. Don't start having sex until you need to start having sex, because otherwise it fucks with your head and you put all this pressure on yourself. But like for me, because I lost it so late, I'm just like, I feel like I'm breezing through life.
Oh, sure.
Chilling, because I'm not stressed out about it the way it seems like people who have been fucking since they were teenagers. Like, they feel like they got to take shit every year to the next level. And I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I'll squirt at 52. I don't know. Who cares?
You're saying pace yourself. There's no rush. I do wish, and this is, I do this podcast because I think sex should be more conversational.
Sure.
But it's like, yeah, talk about these feelings or lack of feelings. Just like, don't bottle things up. Don't think it's weird. Don't don't guilt or shame yourself for having thoughts.
Yeah, not at all.
That's beautiful. Okay, and then last one, cum, semen.
Love it.
You do?
Oh my God.
Do you have a favorite place for the cum to end up?
You want to hear something wild?
Yes.
And I've been running this by my homegirls, and maybe your audience, I'm assuming you have women that listen to this.
Yeah,
so
straight up the nose.
When this fool blasted me, I smell like him. Like, my armpits, they smell like him.
After being blasted in?
Yes. Like, especially if we like fucking go on and
for
on.
For like a weekend or something.
I'll be like, for 2 weeks, my armpits, my sweat smells like him. Like, my body is very sensitive. That's what we were talking about earlier. Like, eating breaks me out.
Uh-huh.
But I'm starting to realize that, like, no. My whole entire system is sensitive on a level that makes no biological sense. Because, yeah, this will blast in me and my literal sweat.
And it comes out of your armpits.
It comes out of my armpits. He's fused into me. So, what I'm saying is, I think my old answer would have been like, I love to taste it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I love that it's so inside me.
That it's like
that
coming
it's
out
coming
of you.
Coming out of me. And like, I'll be like, there he is. Like, remember, because we're long distance.
Yeah.
So I'll be like a week out and I'll be like, I miss him.
Wild.
Isn't that wild?
Well, there is a thing that women absorb some of the DNA in semen.
But I've run it by so many of my friends, all my like nasty friends, and they're just like, I've never experienced that.
This is the first I've ever heard anything
like
it. I
know, and I am still like...
Maybe you're a witch.
No. I am a witch.
You are a witch.
Don't fucking get it twisted, bitch. I come from a long line of brujeria. Wait, yeah. I think my great grandmother was a curandera, which is like a healer, basically, uh-huh. Like the town healer, like a witch doctor,
like
essentially.
A mortar and pestle, grindy.
Exactly, but there's witchcraft in that, so it is, and she's on the indigenous side, so I'm like, oh yeah, I fully feel like I am a witch.
Did you grow up Catholic?
Yes, I did.
Was there any scandalo with those overlapping, like witchery and Catholicism?
No, because it's. I mean, I think. With indigenous people, uh-huh. They're just like, no, that's just the natural order
nature.
Of things.
Yeah. God, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing on the pod is, what is a piece of advice you'd give to little Marcella before she began her sexual journey?
Oh, that's a good question. I wish I could tell myself to not put all my eggs in one basket. Yeah, because I think that whole like my relationship mindset fucked me up a little bit at the beginning.
All or nothing.
Yeah, I was very all or nothing, and you know, there's just so many men in the world, and they're all morons. So why
why pick one?
Why pick
early?
One early. Don't do it.
That's so funny. I love that. Okay, and now one more time, you're doing Women Crush Wednesday at the Ford Theater, August 9th.
August 9th here in Los Angeles. I also in Modesto, if you got any Modesto Central Valley listeners, I'll be at August 18th at the State Theater. It's my hometown.
Oh, cool.
It's a big show. I'm very excited for that. I'm doing a bunch of other... I can't actually...
Where should people find you?
At MarcellaComedy.com on Marcella Comedy across all social media.
Fuck yeah. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Ooh-wee. That was a good episode, Marcela Arguello, everybody. Be sure to check out her show, Women Crush Wednesdays, at the Ford Theater in Los Angeles, California, on August 9th. Also, if you want to support this podcast and keep it ad-free, please feel free to send a Venmo donation to @Zach-Towers. That's Zach-Towers. If you're looking for other ways to support this pod, please like and subscribe and leave a comment wherever you get your podcast, and they let you do that. Also, your boy is going on tour, the Indoor Cat Tour. Check out my Instagram for all the tour dates. That's in the bio. Or ZachNoeTowers.com. There's going to be a link there to all the dates. You can get tickets and get merch and come see me. And we can hug and maybe give each other light pats on the bottom if everyone's feeling comfortable with that. And I just love y'all so much. Keep sucking and fucking.